What's up?
Hey, hey, hey.
All Bad Podcast episode
127.
We go through it.
I mean, you tell me about the Oscars and who's going to win.
I do. I got some winners for you.
Well, guess some others are going to win, like Dune 2. Do they win at the box office?
We don't know, but we will discuss that.
And I got the first look at your boy, Ed the Crow.
I was gonna make a joke about Diddy.
We get into that too.
That's a fun one.
Stay till the very end because I got something funny to say at the end. All Bad Podcast coming at you.
Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble.
And now,
All Bad Podcast
with your host, Enrique.
K Eats,
yes sir.
Taco Thanos.
And Philly Phil,
the one and only.
Hey, well, we're live right now, Philly.
Hey, All Bad Podcast, it's going down. Stay ready so I don't have to get ready.
Yeah, okay.
Lights, camera, action. 127 episodes. Cheers to you, my friend.
Cheers.
Hey, Spotify, happy, Apple Pay, all that. Let's go.
Happy March.
We are March.
Year's flying by.
Ooh, just like that.
Big month ahead for you, or
you already know.
You've seen the calendar.
Yo, that's a pretty good calendar. I got compliments on it, and this I could post it every day.
Yeah. Well, you had Movie Monday that you didn't even do.
Oh, you were following that?
Well, I was kind of surprised, you know, the biggest movie
of the year so far?
So far.
Number one in the box office?
Number one in the box office.
Can't wait till we get to talk about Zendaya. Was she in it this time, or she just like appeared?
No, she's in it quite a bit.
Nice. We'll get into that. But yes, 127 episodes. Who would have thought we made it this far? Cheers.
Who would have thought?
Yo, we're going to have a big party on the 150th episode. All right? We're not going to...
Oh, you the final episode? Stop doing that.
Gosh, I know when the baby drops, that's when the podcast stops. I've already wrote a song about it.
I mean, we also have, I'll be there at 5:45. Here we are, 7 o'clock.
Hey, you know what? It's raining and the lists are going crazy.
You walked here?
I had to watch 10 trailers before I left my house.
You didn't
so
have to watch the trailers.
It was like 7 of them. I watched like 3 of them. Because we
fine.
Talked about something.
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of
been on it.
I just threw it out there, really.
I love it. Next time, let me do the notes.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I already know what you're going to talk about. Let's talk about Diddley, P. Diddley over here. Your boy, all your
we're
heroes.
Getting in trouble.
Your heroes.
I don't know what to say.
If you're a hero of Philly, you're in trouble.
Uh-oh.
They got Will Smith. They got Diddy.
They're about to get him.
They're about to get what's it? Jay-Z's next. They said
so
that Jay-Z's attached to this.
All of them are. All the elite. Who's that boxer kid? He's running around.
Ryan Garcia.
What's going on with that kid? He got kidnapped by aliens.
Know. He got punched in the head a couple times. One too many times.
Oh, this world's getting.
I feel
crazy.
Like everyone has to have nowadays. Like you can and you can recover from that. I mean, your boy Kanye West.
Yo, he number one album.
Yeah.
Did you start listening to it yet?
Yeah.
You like it?
It's not bad. I like it.
You know
it's got some hits.
T.Y. Dolla $ign. Yeah. Did you hear the one with the sample of...
He does a lot of samples.
A lot of samples.
I mean, the Carnival is like the big
song. What's that chant? Where'd they get that chant? That's pretty amazing.
Well, it's the... I got hoes calling. That's what the song is.
Oh, yeah? You just took it from Sheck West?
Yeah. My favorite song is Back to Me.
Back to Me? Yeah, that's the best one.
Yes, my favorite.
Keep me rolling and I'm... Ooh, every
what is
day
it?
I
big,
have...
Big naked, big booby, big titty.
Beautiful, big butt naked bitches don't fall out the sky, you see, know.
Yeah.
Out the sky, you know. That's pretty amazing. That makes me want to see that movie Dogma. I don't feel like I've never seen it. I've seen Silent Bob and Clerks.
That goes back. That's an old one.
But Dogma, I don't even know what that's even about. An angel or something?
I don't. I remember. That's an old one.
If I ever see it on streaming, I'm gonna get it.
Oh, you know, you love them streaming.
It's hard, though. I hate after you like watch movies or TV for like a week, you've seen everything.
What do you mean?
I got to the point where I couldn't watch anything because nothing was like hype. I just kept watching Vince Vaughn movies.
The thing is, it's so hard to like find things on streaming because you have the front page stuff, but it's like there's so much stuff like
in the background. You got to find it.
Back and you got to like find it. So,
well, right now I'm really pissed at Netflix.
Why? Tell us.
Because now they're really on it. You got to charge $5. Just to see the screen on a big screen TV.
Really?
Yeah. They
got $5?
I tried to change the password. I have the email address. My mom got the cell phone number. When we started this Netflix thing, I was the first to be on it. I was kind of sad that Blockbuster was falling off.
You were getting the discs?
I was still getting the DVDs. I was like, you know what? They got them coming straight to the house. There's no Blockbuster in Santee. Let's do this. And so your boy went in, got an account, my first account ever. I think it was like $8.99.
Oh, you were able to set that up?
Might have been $10.99.
You know
with
damn
the DVD.
Well your mom signed it up for you because you don't even
know. I put my email address.
I don't know how the internet works. Philly don't do internet.
Yo, the internet is crazy. I'm so mad at it this week. Oh, by the way, I didn't even need my food handler license.
FYI. I know. What do you?
I'm just saying that event was super successful.
Handing over hot dogs.
Shout out to the
Bags of
Padres
chips.
And everyone that came to Spirit of the Barrio. I listened to our podcast this morning. That's why I'm trying to pick up our listeners.
I forgot about that. That was embarrassing.
Yeah, but you know, successful event. Had 100
14-year-old kids. They're like working at Jamba Juice past that.
Yeah, but they also had a cheat sheet. I know everything about everything now because I watched the videos.
Oh.
And I got the practice test.
That's
all you need.
What were some important things?
Oh, what's the danger zone? And not that movie with the, you know about this, Mr. Grillmaster.
You see, every time we talk about the danger zone when we cook, and then it's just like food's just sitting out there forever. And it's like, oh, let me eat this 4-hour-old hot dog. It's been chilling in the danger zone. All that bacteria is in there.
Yeah.
I'm just watching you just eat it. Wash it. Bad. I think what helps is you wash it down with alcohol. So
it just murders it all in there. It's just like, you know, detergent. But yeah, your boy's out here doing 100 events. Thanks for the calendar.
I know. Well, this guy, I need it tomorrow.
Well, you just need everything before
I need
a certain
things like
time.
A week in advance.
Don't worry, I'm working on April. Should
yes,
have it done by
you
the 15th.
Need to have stuff.
April, May is going to be a 1-2
guy
punch.
Thinks things are Amazon Prime over here. I need it in 2 days, max. Get it to
Enrique.
Me sooner.
Sooner. Got you. Sooner the better. Speaking of sooner, didn't we talk about the Oscars? Isn't it coming up sooner than you think?
Yeah, well, I can't believe I thought it was last weekend.
Oh, you were
off. I was
off.
All excited. I was off.
You probably put it on and was like, wait, it's next week?
It's so funny. I filled out like, because I always print out like little
bracket for the Oscars.
No, you print out kind of like a.
And the winner is?
Yeah, it's like a little PDF with all the different categories,
nice.
With all the nominations. And I filled it out 3 times because I filled it out at one office and then I forgot it.
Oh.
And then I was at my other office.
At the other office.
Filled it out.
At your mom's
and then
house.
I couldn't find it.
Upstairs.
And then I filled it out again, and then I forgot it. So, but
how
luckily,
many ballots did you end up filling out?
You know,
probably 13.
Three. But I do have.
Can you give us the top five?
Yeah, I won't go over every single.
Who's going best director?
Best director, Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan. Yeah. Oppenheimer. He deserves
it. I'll go through the big ones. Best actor.
Oh, there you go.
As much as I wanted my boy. Paul Giamatti, it's going to be Cillian Murphy.
Oh, let's go. He deserves it.
He does. I mean, you know, I'm a little...
He's come a long way from Scarecrow.
Yeah.
He's got that crazy
face.
He's
in, like, other stuff, Peaky Blinders and...
Yeah. He came a long way from Peaky Blinders.
Best actress. This is probably the hardest category of the year.
Why? You said it was Emma Stone.
I really want it to be Emma Stone. But Lily Gladstone, so it's the Battle of the Stones.
Ooh.
You know, she's kind of had some, this has been a back and forth. There's all types of different.
What movie is she representing?
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Oh, there you go. Yes. My
girl. So there's multiple, like, award ceremonies leading up to the Oscars. And this most recent one, the SAG Awards, Lily Gladstone wins. So a lot of times people are like, hey, you know that she has momentum going into the Oscars. But
do it for the
tribe. I'm still
do it one time.
As of now, Lily Gladstone is the current front runner by a small.
Who do you pick?
Emma Stone.
There you go.
I'm going to stick with my lady. All right. Emma Stone.
There you go.
Best supporting actor, your boy Iron Man. He's going to win.
Oh, yes. Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.
Nice. Iron Man. He could do more than be superhero.
Oppenheimer's going to actually, I feel like, take
it was
quite a
sick
few.
With that black and white.
Oppenheimer's going to take
movie of the
first.
Year?
Yeah. I think yeah. I said that. Best picture. Cinematography, Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer is just about to sweep.
Original score, Oppenheimer.
Nice.
Original song, I'm going to go with Barbie.
Hit him with a Barbie and Ken. I'm just Ken.
No.
Ryan Gosling?
There is two songs from Barbie. But
the one with Ice Spice?
No, Billie Eilish.
No one wants to hear no Billie Eilish.
Well, she's going to win.
She's going to lose.
Some other categories. Visual effects. I'm going with Godzilla Minus One.
Oh, Godzilla. Still adapted, rocking
it. Adapted screenplay. I'm going with... This is a tough one because I have heard American Fiction, which...
You just saw that, right?
Yeah. Uh-oh. But I'm going to go with Zone of Interest. And then original screenplay, I'm going with Anatomy of a Fall.
Original screenplay, Shattered Dreams.
No.
The Story of Philly Phil.
Best Supporting Actress, Divine Joy Randolph from The Holdovers. Animated feature film, I'm going with Spider-Man. So,
look at you over here, Mr. Predictions. Watch the Oscars this Sunday. Find out if Enrique's right.
I'll be watching it, yeah.
Oh,
I already got
go.
My.
How do you watch it, Mr. Smart Guy? You got to have cable?
You do
Paramount
have cable.
Plus?
It's probably going to be on one of those...
I don't know. I haven't
Peacock
seen it.
Peacock or whatever.
Peacock?
I haven't deleted my cable yet because I want
we're
to
saving
watch.
It for this day.
Yeah. And so I'm excited for it. I'll be...
Are you wearing a tuxedo? Red carpet? I'm bringing it.
You know, I keep saying, if you were to watch... If you watched half of the...
I've already seen the number one movie, Oppenheimer.
If you watched half of the best picture, I believe 10 is what they do each year. If you watched half of them...
I got to watch 4 movies in the course of 2 days.
Well, I'm not... You're not coming over, but...
On Sunday?
Well, you've already watched... You did watch Barbie. You watched Killers of the Flower Moon,
right?
There
you go. Oppenheimer.
You watched Oppenheimer.
There you go.
Yeah.
I could watch the Paul Giamatti one the... Any day.
The Holdovers.
Yeah, it's always popping up on my Max or what is it on? Paramount or Prime?
I feel like the one you would like the next is Poor Things.
I want to see it. I'm waiting on it.
It's coming on HBO, I think, or Prime the next month.
Waiting on the album release date.
Album release date.
All right.
Yeah, so that's, I'm excited for it. I'll talk about it next week.
We'll
I know
see if
Philly's
you're right.
Not gonna care. Yeah, they're really the one that I feel like is up in the air, but I'm still gonna hold my ground is the Emma Stone.
Battle of the Stones.
Yeah.
Dang, now I'm gonna remember that for life.
Yeah. So some movie news.
Movie news. What about
entertainment? Yeah, I guess it's entertainment. So one of the big things since our last conversation that was really I've been watching I've been digging into basic cable lately because
my gosh.
I also watched
you would be the one
my boy Shane Gillis. He hosted SNL 2 weeks ago.
Who was the musical guest?
21 Savage. He was horrible.
Oh, okay. I heard about that.
I was like, what is this?
21. You love some 21 Savage. He didn't deliver?
He did not deliver.
Drake didn't teach him nothing?
No.
He's still over there just standing in one spot?
He's just standing in one spot. He's got glasses on with like a oversized like motorcycle jacket. He looked like he was blind and he was just walking around.
What?
And then you have all like these women. It's weird because like Saturday Night Live has a lot of like
all dudes.
It attracts a very broad range of like people like the audiences. I mean, you got a lot of old people that have been watching SNL forever who were like, who the hell is Shane Gillis? And then who is 21 Savage? And you got like him coming up and he did like Red Rum and he's got like these girls that are in very, you know, revealing outfits kind of dancing around. And dang, he's just like, he's doing nothing. He's just kind of humming his. Yeah.
So that's what you watch, Mr. Basic Cable?
Nah, but I was really excited. I mean, I know you don't have a lot of time, but Shane Gillis is one of the best comedians out.
Best comedians out.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
You never heard of Shane Gillis? He was the guy that got canceled. He was originally, what made this so special is that he was, what was it, 5 years ago, he was supposed to be on SNL as a cast member. So he got the day of the first episode he was supposed to be on, he got fired because they pulled up an old podcast. And he made some joke about Asians.
Oh my gosh. I feel like a lot of people are getting a little risky with some of those.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's paid the price and like he was never, what I appreciated about him is he never went like, screw SNL all these years. You're just like, hey, it was a business decision, whatever. But it's nice that he's kind of come full circle. And I thought he did pretty well. So
nice.
But he also announced after that, he's killing the game. After that, he announced, oh, he got his Netflix special, which I recommend if you're looking for a good comedy special, watch his special on Netflix that came out last year, Beautiful Dogs.
Maybe if I get back my Netflix, but we'll think about it.
We'll get back. Yeah, I can't even get it on the big screen.
Let me get my flight back, and then I could talk about $5.
Well, better go hit up the group. You're the one.
Anybody need a flight? Please let
anyone need a flight for $400.
Need a place to live. I got you. Please help the kid.
Or a puppy. How's that going?
Terrible. Richard almost got me convinced that I could live downtown. We'll be neighbors.
I mean, you look like a homeless person. You'll fit down.
Yeah, right. What homeless person has a pink beanie?
I've seen a lot of them. You look like Tyrone Biggins that ran into a rainbow.
Dang, like that? Okay, Mr. Freaking. Yours is allowed to be Bart Simpson. Yellow.
You can't even see Bart Simpson? Come on. What's up with last
Citrus
names?
Yellow.
Do you know how to say your last name?
Phil. Philly Phil. Danger Phil.
I'm on a single name basis.
Yeah, one name I just changed my name like Kanye anyway, so it's all good. Yay.
Anyways, other news, big news, big movie. Dune 2 smashed it at the box office, $182 million.
Didn't make $90 million. Only 82.
182.
Well, that's worldwide.
Yeah. Well, it is on par with Oppenheimer. Granted, Oppenheimer did not release in Japan, so that, I mean, that's a big market.
But while we're on Dune, I know you saw opening day. How was it?
It was packed. It was awesome.
It sold out?
Yeah, I pre-gamed that on the border in Mira Mesa before. Yeah.
Mira Mesa?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, you have to see that movie on IMAX.
IMAX? Oh, yeah, definitely.
And Mira Mesa has probably the best IMAX in San Diego.
Was it better than the first?
Yes.
Way better. Because, honestly, I finally watched one, and I'm kind of into it a little bit. I'm a little confused on who's who, but
the first one is really slow. Like, it definitely... I can understand why a lot of people are like, I don't want to watch this movie because the first one is so slow.
But I mean, this one, picking up.
It picks up the pace.
Let's go. They start battling.
It
right
answers
away.
A lot of questions you may have about the first one.
I got
it
a lot
of
questions.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait.
Yeah, I recommend
don't spoil
it
for me.
Make sure you see it in IMAX. Oh,
see
yeah,
it
I can't
IMAX.
Spoil it. I'll,
we'll murder it next time. Give me one more week.
Please.
I'll go see it. In IMAX.
Can you update the calendar, man?
We got to see it in IMAX. Dune 2, 82 mil. Great.
182.
Oh, we'll see.
We go by those numbers. I didn't know that it mattered. Well, I'm just saying it's
perfect
big for the movies because
tomatoes.
It was up in the air whether or not there was going to be a Dune 3.
Oh, I think this is official now.
Well, it's not official, but the thing is the first one didn't do as well as this one.
Of course, because the first one was garbage.
Oh, Star Wars.
Well, everyone likes Star Wars, but they love Return of the Jedi and Empire Strikes Back. And then everything else is like, whatever. But this is exactly like Star Wars.
Well, Star Wars actually Dune based is, off of this. So.
Oh, this is Star Wars took this?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they took this from Star Wars.
No, it's based off a book.
Yeah, that George Lucas wrote.
No.
Called Star Wars.
No.
The Empire Strikes Back.
This was like written in before.
The same thing with the magic. With the Emperor.
Empire. No, this Dune, the book was written before Star Wars.
Why do they have
the
things in their noses?
So they can breathe, yeah.
Oh, but then sometimes they can take them off. And then like witches and it's like magic and I don't know. It's a lot. It's good though. I just want to understand it a little bit more.
There needs to be more cars and where's the Rock? Oh, I can't
I
wait.
See Bautista in there.
Oh yeah, he was in the first and second.
He's crying a little bit in the first
Austin
one.
Austin Butler, he's the
What's
big,
he even doing?
He's the bad guy. He's one of the big bad guys.
Is
in this.
He?
Yeah.
I can't even tell. I'm like, where's his
He's Bautista's brother.
Okay. There's so many
They
then
look
they got,
just alike.
Then they got Thanos in there and it's just like
Yeah, they got Thanos, they got Oscar
the
Isaac,
Duke,
they got
everybody. It's too many people. I'm like, where's the day at? She's like hiding in the mountains.
Willy Wonka, Florence Pugh.
The one bad guy that's always the bad guy.
Oh, the Skarsgård.
Yeah. Wildin'.
Yeah.
He's so yeah, gotta go guy. See the it. IMAX.
Yeah, watching it IMAX it sound good. There was a real quick when I go to the movie, I don't wanna hear somebody breathe. I don't wanna hear somebody crinkle up anything. There was this girl, this little kid.
Wasn't it sold out?
There was a lot of kids. What? Like I sat next to like
it is Star Wars.
It was funny because I sat next to like a like 8 year old kid, which I was kind of like, why are you here? It's a school night. This is I don't think it's
what
rated
was it?
R.
Opening night Thursday night.
Yeah.
Okay.
But and he was all out. Into it and stuff, which I was like, oh, this kid's cool because I'm like, oh, you know, I watched bad movies when I was a kid.
That was
and,
you when you were a little kid.
Yeah, I was all excited. I was like, hey man, this kid's cool. And then it was funny because there's like a sex scene.
Oh, there's a sex scene.
You don't see anything, but it implies that there's sex. They're all sweaty, Zendaya and stuff.
What?
What?
Oh.
Screw. End the podcast. No, you can't even see anything. But
good.
The
Spider-Man
kid,
doesn't
the
allow
kid's
it.
All like, he's all covering his face. It's hilarious.
That's what you, that was your favorite move.
Dude, wasn't it?
Close your eyes.
How awkward is it watching sex scenes with your parents?
Always the weirdest.
You're
so
just
you
like,
close your eyes.
Even now at this age, I'm like, well, what are they doing?
It's the worst too because my mom like watched all the HBO shows, so it's just like all
she's
the time.
She's watching Euphoria.
Yeah, pretty much. The one about the vampires. I would
oh,
come
True
upstairs.
Blood?
Oh, they'd be watching that. Like what are y'all watching?
That's like a porno.
Yeah, it'd be bad. The whole house would be watching it. Every level.
They Phil, would just, Phil Brown's brother, in that.
All bad. He'd be in the garage watching it. Just all bad. Good yeah. old HBO Sundays.
Yeah, so watch that. Baywatch reboot.
What's going on with that? Going back to TV?
Yeah.
Dang. Whoever's hyped about Baywatch.
You know, one thing about like when you do watch like basic cable and then you see how many like crappy shows, like you'll see like obviously you get a lot of commercials and you're getting commercials for like TV shows that are...
Like, hey, stop having cable and get Netflix. Hey, get Disney Plus.
No, you'll see like, oh, NBC on Wednesday nights is the Pilgrim. I don't know. It's so dumb. I'm like, what the hell are you watching?
Oh, man.
How many? And then there's all how many NCIS is everything?
Yo, Chicago Fire.
Chicago Fire. Detroit Burning. I don't know.
Yo, what's going on? Even on Peacock?
I've never watched those things.
It'd just
things.
Be going way too much content.
Did you ever watch those?
Never. I watched, like, Rescue Me, maybe on FX.
Yeah, Rescue Me was a good show. That's
yeah,
different.
Good
they,
stuff. But
that was,
like no.
five seasons. I'm not talking about, like, NCIS has been going on since before I was alive.
I did love my Thursdays. I would watch Friends. I'd watch some CSI with my mom. And those Thursdays were hits, but... Yeah, I couldn't imagine like now LL Cool J's in it.
Oh, if as much as as handsome of a guy as he is, when you see that he's gonna be in the show or Ice-T, you're like, damn, this show's gonna suck.
Dang, those guys are awesome.
Law and Order, like what? which one is Ice-T in?
Doom Doom. Yeah, Law and Order.
I'm like, oh man, it's bad when you see that.
That's hilarious.
So you know,
be hyped for that.
Yeah, they'll cast you right.
I mean, no.
Yeah, but, I've been riding Pegasus 6 days a week.
Hey, getting there. I'm at four.
Are you doing the weights? Don't think I got weights in there?
I did some push-ups.
Don't think that's like little dumbbells?
Yeah.
Lift those.
Lift those. set of 12. I just don't have enough time.
Dude, the amount of time you probably recording your dumb Instagram video.
It literally takes me like half the run.
Are you ever doing these videos? One thing I always wonder, are you ever doing these videos with other people in the room?
Oh, sometimes they come in. I'm like, damn it. And then I like wait for them to leave. And as soon as they leave, I'm like, ladies and gentlemen. But sometimes I'll like, I'll just kind of scope them out and see. You could tell.
Wow.
But, you know. Got to get the people
a
show.
You got a little too much energy at 6 o'clock in the morning.
You
got
to hype it.
Wearing like the brightest colors.
You got to bring it. You know, I walk down. It's dark out there. I want to make sure, you know, if anyone tries to try some.
And it's just kind of funny. Like the elliptical is a funny thing to be on. Like,
it's like riding a horse.
It's silly looking at. If you look at somebody riding the elliptical, it looks kind of silly because it's a big ass machine.
It
and
looks
it's
like
got
I'm
like
a,
these huge
I'm
handles.
The bad guy in the freaking Avatar movie.
Yeah, you look like you're some like cyborg thing or whatever on a giant praying mantis.
Yeah, getting ready for you know, AI battle.
Yeah, so I
glad you enjoy. First thing to watch.
Not much, but did you see the crow?
Ooh, coming back. I did see
the other
Skarsgård,
the Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah. We're going to see how that one goes.
Yeah. He, I don't
30
know.
Years later?
I didn't really care about the original Crow.
Yeah, I was just like, whatever. I just
like,
know Sting stole his
yeah,
style.
Yeah, I was like,
and
bootleg
awesome
Sting over
here. Best wrestler ever.
Yeah. But, I mean, this movie's gone through multiple. Originally, Jason Momoa was supposed to be
the
Crow.
Oh, that would have been pretty dangerous.
And then it's kind of looks this current.
What are they be doing?
He looks like the Joker.
Yeah, that's all they want to do.
The
buff Joker.
Jared Leto Joker.
Yeah, kind of just Suicide Squad him.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm not hyped. I don't care. We'll see when a trailer drops.
Yeah, I always one thing I a lot of movies nowadays they'll do just like the one photo, and I'm like, what am I supposed to? What are we doing?
It's supposed to be a hypeness for the internet.
They build so much hype that leads up to a trailer, which then the trailer, they show way too much shit in trailers
nowadays.
And then you're
just like, already seen the movie.
In trailers nowadays, they like play the whole movie.
Yo, that's why I have to cut it sometimes. Sometimes I'll be watching stuff and I'll be like, cut it.
You know what's one of the worst trailers I've seen recently is the, and I'm sure you watch this movie, the Mark Wahlberg dog movie. You see that thing?
Yo, I did. I'm about
you
to
watch
see
that
it.
Movie?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to see it opening weekend. I think I'll take my mom.
You'll go see that, but you won't see dude.
Well, I have someone to take. I could take my mom to see a dog movie.
It looks so bad.
Why does it look bad?
Hey, hey, guy. Hey, little guy.
Hey,
what are you doing?
I like a good Mark Wahlberg movie.
You like a good dog movie?
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg movie.
No, I don't. He's
no.
had very few. I could count. He's
he
had some hits,
them.
But he has a lot of just...
A lot of duds, too, right?
Yeah. I mean...
He'll never be Leo, bro. Never.
Well, the thing is he has just a different...
Way different.
Leo has something different.
Leo
that,
could never do Ted.
Yeah, Leo couldn't do Ted.
Could Leo do comedy? That's... I mean, just like... Some little bit of comedy, but like,
well, I think the Wolf of Wall Street proved that he could do some comedy.
Yeah,
but yeah,
true.
he hasn't done really comedies.
What if, he's never
he'll
been
be
like
funny, like he'll do little like even Titanic, for instance. He'll say witty things, but that's just him being like a funny guy to try to get the girl.
Yeah,
but it's not like he's not in a comedy movie.
Yeah, I feel it.
But speaking of comedy, one of the big movie. Oh, I can't get into Netflix, but the Spider movie, with your boy Adam Sandler.
What's up with that?
Did you watch it?
No, of course. I told you I've been locked out of
I can't
Netflix.
Even get on there.
I heard it's a weirdo
Netflix
movie.
Netflix told me how to pay $8. I'm not doing it.
I heard Adam Sandler's trying to be a grown-up actor now. What's up with that?
Oh, Spaceman was the movie. Yeah.
Was it good?
I haven't watched it.
Oh.
I got mixed reviews from it, but I still want to watch it. You know, he's...
You want to watch it?
He's thrived in these dramatic roles. I mean, Uncut Gems, Spanglish.
Y'all watched this thing on YouTube today about Adam Sandler and how he has all his friends in his movies.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. I'd be the same way. I put you in my movie. And they're all still in his movies, except for like one that got out of hand.
Which one?
Reminds me of some people. You know his The Bum in Happy Gilmore?
Isn't he...
The one that's in...
Yeah, Grandma's Boy.
Yeah, Grandma's Boy.
Yeah, what about him?
Well, he ended up spazzing out in a hotel and dropping the N-word and just being super bad. And that's why he hasn't been in any Adam Sandler movie since. But, yo, I would love that.
Yeah, well,
but at the same time,
Rob Schneider, he's...
Yo, he's the one who, like, discovered him.
Yeah, well, he's, like, canceled now because he's, like, a conservative stand-up comedian.
Oh, my gosh. They always trying to get rid of Deuce Bigelow. He had hits. Yo, Adam Sandler did it all.
He had hits.
Made the movies. He directed the movies. He picked the stars. He got to pay his people, put people on, bring people back from the dead.
Yeah.
Like, legendary.
Yeah, that's a beautiful dream. I mean, he's like super successful. I think I just saw a list. He was the highest paid actor last year.
Killing
and,
it.
I mean, he still looks like he dresses like you. He gets his clothes at the same place you do.
Yeah.
He's got basketball Ross? Shorts. Wearing his red Octobers and stuff.
We like colors, yo. Yeah. We like colors. But well, let's get into some trailers, huh?
Yeah, tell me. I didn't watch any of them.
Well, I actually did watch all of them.
I'm kidding.
In reverse order. The Wild Robot. Don't send me that shit. I ain't watching that. That was 2 minutes of my life that I'll never get back.
You'll watch the damn dog video?
I was doing this in a rush
trying
to get here.
I got a little tear just watching the trailer.
Why? What is that? Where are they coming from? Where's Shrek at?
No, DreamWorks. I mean, DreamWorks... Pixar's been kind of falling back. DreamWorks has kind of taken over the game. They got How to Train a Dragon, Shrek. You got all the fucking Despicable Me. Oh, did I drop an F-bomb?
Ooh, uh-oh.
Whoa,
maybe
canceled.
That one.
I'm kidding. He's got the Despicable Me's. He's got all the...
That's true.
I mean, DreamWorks has been killing the game.
I don't know about this Wild Robot, though. It's like supposed to be awesome with nature and like the world.
It
kind of
has like a
Wall-E.
It's kind of got a Wall-E thing.
No, Wall-E's cool. This thing is like, I don't know.
No, I think it really just comes down to like we as humans were... I mean, even though
it's
it is weird that it's a robot and some of the people that have been critical of just the trailer or just the movie in general are saying like, here we are in an age of AI and robots and here you make a movie about a robot with a heart.
Speaking of animation movies, true or false, are they going to have one about Pitbull? His biopic?
That would be, if anyone's going to make a cartoon or a biopic?
A biopic. As a cartoon.
Who would play Pitbull?
He's going to voice himself, I think.
Batista?
It's going to be a toy. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, it would sell. I mean, people that go to see J-Lo movies are going to go see...
Dang.
Did you see that J...
I couldn't even finish it.
You watched it? You attempted to watch the J-Lo
musical? What I was getting myself
musical?
Into. Something like that.
You'll watch that, but you didn't watch La La Land.
Every time. All right, what about this Ripley? What's going on with this movie?
It looks interesting.
I don't know what it is. Black and white, it's on Netflix. It's real quick. I don't know. Who's Ripley? Ripley, Believe It or Not?
Now, that would be a fun... That would be a fun... I didn't...
Shopping this month, right? Or next month?
April 4th.
April.
But, I mean, it's got a good... Andrew Scott's been kind of killing the game.
There you go.
Andrew Scott, and it's got Dakota Fanning.
Fanning.
Which I always get all the Fanning. How many Fannings are there?
I don't know. Too many.
This is the one that... Dakota Fanning was the one in Man on Fire. Good movie. I Am Sam.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Equalizer 3. Did you watch that one?
I never finished that one. I watched it, and then it passed out.
I mean, the first one...
First one was perfect. I love it. Yeah. Second one was kind of like, what are you doing? But third one, Denzel could do no wrong.
I feel like Denzel needs a better... He deserves a better, like, action franchise.
He'll get another one. He had to finish this one.
He will. But he deserves, like, his... He's one of the best actors
ever.
In the game.
He don't need no superpowers, though, you know?
Yeah. And he's very intimidating and stuff like that, so...
You know what's intimidating? The Boy Who Kills the World. He's about to just mess it up. That trailer, that looks
pretty
awesome.
A wild trailer.
Kind of crazy how he's like doing the voice. I can't figure out who the voice is, but it's making me laugh.
Why?
Just because I heard that voice before, and it's like the video game voice, you know?
Right.
So you're just wanting him to win.
Yeah, you got Skarsgård again, killing the game.
All over the place.
The Crow. I mean, that whole family. I mean, we just talked about Dune. He's his dad is, what is it, Stellan Skarsgård? Yeah, Stellan Skarsgård. He's
Skarsgård.
And then he's got his other brother, Alex Skarsgård, who's in like all the different. He was in your boy True Blood.
Oh, there you
he's
go.
He's like the bad guy. Well, I forgot about that show. I liked that show for like the first couple seasons, and then I'm like, this is weird. This is, yeah.
And those are the trailers I watched. You watch anything else?
Boy Kill Borderlands. I don't know if we talked about it, but that's it's based off of Hart? Yeah. I think we
fake ass. Well, it's based off Squad.
Well, it's based off of a video game, very successful video game.
Oh, got it. Oh, case, well, video games.
Nerds. No, I had the game and
my play. I think
that was really like the last game that I played, and then I'm like, you know what? I don't got time for video games.
That's true. Ain't got no time.
They got
for
like
that.
A little, just the stories, and now video games. They got like movies inside of them where you're like, you complete like a section, and then this like movie plays, and you're just kind of like, it's not as good as an actual movie. It doesn't visually look as good as a movie, and I'm like, I'm here to play video games, not watch this all right animation movie. So. It'll be good. I mean, video game movies and TV shows.
You hit or miss, right?
There's a lot of misses. I mean,
a lot of misses.
Mario, I guess, is. Mario and Sonic are really the.
We're getting another one. Sonic 3. Knuckles got his own show.
I thought, yeah.
Rocking it.
So, real quick, I know you got a. Drag Bingo's calling you. What did you watch?
What did I watch? Yo, let me talk about my favorite movie I just watched. It's called North Hollywood. I think you can watch it on Prime. Please watch it. It's the best hour and 33 minutes. You'd enjoy it because it was one of those movies that you just kind of keep on seeing every time you scroll by it. And you see Vince Vaughn like, I could go with it. Star power. It'll at least make me laugh. Not really knowing anything. Not really watching the trailer or anything. Just going in. Got to watch something. Enrique's going to be pissed. Right?
Boom. Well, I had watch two of it. The actors from... the main character, he's from...
Who's that kid?
Mid-90s.
Mid-90s, right? Okay. But yeah, it's about this kid that's wanting to become a professional skateboarder. He's like in high school, his dad's Vince Vaughn, and his dad's like a construction worker, so he knows what hard work's all about. He has these two other friends, and they just go a day in a life. He tries to get a girlfriend. And it's awesome because he's just trying to be a skateboarder. Just anyone who's ever had a dream, you can relate and just trying to think you know it all, but really you don't know nothing.
Right.
But watch it. It's on Prime, and you'll thank me later because it's an awesome movie. And Enrique is probably about him and his skating ways.
Yeah, but instead of going to the pro, I'm assuming he goes the pro skating route. Instead of that, it's get your ass to work.
Out. To be continued, so check it out.
Oh, iCarly's in it.
You know it.
Miranda Cosgrove.
And also, on Saturday, no, matter of fact, Sunday, I was on like a kick to watch all these movies, the end of the world movies, right? So I watched, you know.
It's a perfect way of how I like to start
how
my weeks.
I feel, just end of the world, right? Deep Impact. I'm talking about.
Deep Impact.
Yo, Greenland. The one with Gerard Butler. That's that, pretty crazy. That's intense.
That looked wild.
It's pretty wild. It's good HBO watch. And then I was just like, all right, I got to watch this one that I forgot about. It's called Take Shelter with Michael Shannon. You know Mr. Serious Face?
Yeah, he's always cranky.
He's pretty trippy.
He's pretty much like adult version of me.
Yeah, basically.
I'll be like that.
Enrique Shannon over
here. He's always angry.
Yeah, just never smiling, just mad at the world. There's a storm coming! He's freaking out. He literally like goes in debt building this like underground bunker. But, yo, it's a pretty trippy movie.
Take Shelter?
Take Shelter. I think it's on Prime, too. Prime was winning this weekend.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're
Sometimes it's like, you like this one, you're gonna like this one. I'm like, of course, let's keep the.
You're like, I can't go to Netflix, I need to go somewhere.
Shout to Prime.
You didn't go to Showtime or
I don't even have Showtime. Paramount Plus. What's the one that has Showtime? Yeah, Paramount has Showtime that has everything. I almost got there, but sometimes like that Paramount Plus is like all in my face. It's like Puppy Powers and Ninja Turtles, and I'm like
Puppy Powers
or the Puppy Patrol,
Paw Patrol.
Here you go.
You're in the kids version.
I don't know. It just I must have the kids.
It saw your beanie
default like, just popping out on me. Right. So we'll see. But what'd you watch?
Well, I can't really talk about this one. The main one is Dune 2.
Okay.
I do want to talk.
Give me your three favorite parts without giving it
no,
away.
No, I'm not going to. I could talk about the movie without. I mean, a lot has been already
hype
said.
It. Tell me why I should go see it.
You should go see it because visually it is one of the
visually,
most.
Visually, it's amazing.
Yeah. And I mean, I really.
What was the budget on this movie? It was like Avengers, $3 million, $300 million.
I'm sure it was like $100
million.
$150 million.
So they're like, yeah, we could do the. They had so many star power in the first
190.
One. 100. Let's call it 200 with advertising. Yeah, let's call it.
Yeah, but
220.
All the actors. I mean, you kind of went over it. Quite a few just big.
Even
names.
The ones you
I
don't
mean,
know, they're in it. The dude that did 8 hours of makeup, he's like the bad guy director from Entourage. The German guy from,
Billy Walsh.
Not him, but remember in. The Avengers, and Thor, the scientist, not the girls, but the uncle or the dad or whoever he is, the weird old guy, the German guy.
No.
Yeah, that guy. He's the bad guy that had to do 8 hours of makeup in Dune. And I didn't even know that.
Who did, well, which character was he?
The big fat guy that's just like floating
yeah,
around.
Yeah, well, I just told you, he's Stellan Skarsgård. He's...
What is his name?
Stellan Skarsgård.
Stellan Skarsgård.
He's the dad of the guy that's playing Crow and Pennywise, Bill Skarsgård.
I'm so lost. I just got past the Rocks family tree. I don't know Skarsgård.
Well, you've seen, you saw the Crow photo, right?
Yes.
You know that actor, right?
No.
You haven't seen him before.
I got to take another look.
He's Pennywise. He's
Pennywise. Okay, yes. He's going to be the Crow?
Yes.
I read that, but I didn't see that because he's still
He's in John Wick. He's in Barbarian. Did you remember Barbarian?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. You know all those scary movies. I never know who that main dude is.
You don't
is.
Watch scary movies?
I did watch.
I don't. I'm
a little
scared.
Bit. Some of those documentaries. By the way, that one about Nickelodeon's coming out soon. I think it drops on the 17th.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll drop that and drop this.
Well, there was already... Oh, well, no, I listened to, I talked about it before, but she kind of, in her book, talked about all the different craziness that went behind the scenes.
Oh, someone already wrote a book, right?
Yeah, Jeanette McCurdy.
Ooh, uh-oh.
She was in iCarly as well.
I'm
she,
glad you weren't a she child
threw,
actor.
She threw a shade on your girl, Ariana Grande.
I bet. They all want to hate.
Because Ariana Grande
took the hush money, right?
Took the hush money.
I would have took the hush money. I didn't see nothing.
You're a child actor, and you're like letting injustices happen to children.
When you say it like that, I saw everything.
Yeah.
I'll be in the documentary and be like, yo, I told him not to
and
do it.
And it's gross because probably the parents were in on it too. And then, like, the parents are just. It's sad hearing about, like, if you ever have a kid, you don't want them to be an actor.
Right? And they all want to be actors. They all want to be the next Kanye. They all want to be the next.
Well, then the parents, because what happens is the kids make. Like, look at your boy, Macaulay Culkin.
Dang.
He got ruined by his parents because they, like, took
ruined
all
his life.
They took all his money.
Yo, he's still got
they
Mila
just
Kunis
kicked
for him. A
They're
though.
Like, hey, you know what? Go have Michael Jackson babysit you.
Dang. Just like that. Biggest pop star in the world.
Now, that would be a funny story, being baby Michael Jackson babysitting.
So are they going to catch all these rappers and actors and everybody? It's bound to like all come out, right?
Oh, I mean, your boy Meek Mill, he's...
He's done.
He's took the biggest L, actually.
He's been taking L's.
Yeah, he's, like, going on, and I kind of, like, I don't follow him on Twitter or anything, but people are like, he's gone crazy. Like, he's going out there trying to prove that he's not gay. It's like, I'm not gay. Like, I love women. And it's like, it sounds silly.
Wildin'.
But Diddy, and I mean, remember we were talking about that when we went down the wormhole?
Yeah. It's getting serious.
Black Twitter told me about it before when they like, that's what killed, that's that Diddy is who tried to kill Jamie Foxx, because Jamie Foxx said that on an Instagram live video that Diddy likes to be with young men.
And then, Jamie Foxx said that?
Yes, in an Instagram live, but he said it's like a joke. And then after that, he went in like a coma.
You know, when there's...
And now we got the clone the clone Jamie Foxx.
Pretty much, you know. I wouldn't doubt it. There's some weird stuff going on. I've been going down that wormhole a little bit.
Well, he's pretty... Them TikToks. That would be crazy if like Diddy goes to like jail.
You know what?
I feel like there's always like these controversies about like, oh, but it seems to be a very big disruptor. And I mean, he's one of the biggest...
He hasn't said anything.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. Not
say
anything.
If it
really?
Wasn't true, why don't you just say it's not true?
Yeah, well, because you have to still say it properly.
Oh, not, hey, I didn't do that? Lies. Let me get on the All Bad Podcast. Uh-oh, one for the good times. Yeah. Well, episode 127.
Yes.
Well, I know Enrique is sneezing. He needs to have his soup for the night.
Wow. He needs a soup. All right, that was fun. Yeah, so, you better watch Dune too. So
I will
go
watch it just
depth.
For you. Will you see it again?
I'm probably gonna go see it again.
Okay. Well, let me know if you go early. No, I'm free before 11 on the weekends.
Yeah. Well, I don't get off of work until 11
on the weekends.
Yeah.
Oh man, and you gotta upload this one, episode 127.
All right. You have a good one. We'll
watch
talk
some
to
movies.
You. Yes. Peace.
See you then. Peace.